Welcome to Babies and Bellinis, where we're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
And I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Song selection by Erica. Hey, Danny. You gotta let it rock. You gotta hear her sing the whole thing. And think of her gut moving when it was going. Shout out to the Foopas everywhere.
Hold on.
Blood.
Oh, twang on it. Why are we so quick with it?
Because people steal our shit like that 3D fashion show. They try to take us for what we have. So we have to be quick on our toes.
Yeah,
you're
right.
On our toes,
hey, yo,
tiptoeing.
I didn't
on the
know there was a whole song made out of that. I knew that, you know, I saw the clip or whatever. You are about to lose your job. I did not know it's a whole song now.
It is a whole song.
And it's going to chart. Watch. It's going to chart.
In the video, they got Elmo rocking to it. Like,
they got Beyonce, always
on beat. Yes. Beyonce on beat?
Yes. Bugs Bunny was in there. It was like, keep this for the kids and the adults.
I love make this for real. Chart.
Yes.
Wow. Ladies.
Hello. How are you? What you up to?
Nothing. Jesus.
Bruh.
What a week.
I think that song was the highlight of my week because this week was heavy.
It was a heavy week.
It was heavy.
Oh my God. I had to disconnect for a couple of times. I put a lot of my posts on Planoly. So I was like, I'm just going to let the chips fall where they may. So like some of my stories like that, I was like, let's let that shit just fall. And then when I did hop on, I was real strategic.
Yeah,
I was like, who am I going to right now that's going to make me giggle? Because I can't.
And even that, it was like, can we post that kind of content right now? Or this is heavy right now. And then, you know, towards the end of the week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Can I ask? Read the room, sis. Read the room.
You got to read the room. Feel the vibes.
Crickets.
This is kind of a heavy week. On an upside, Victor, I see you got your hairline together. Niggas went back to the barbershops in Maryland, guys. Niggas went to the barbershops in Maryland.
Yes, they did.
Shout out to June 10th, and now, bitch, can't wait.
Oh, I got an appointment on Tuesday, baby. See me.
I'm going to be a bad bitch.
The whole household, me, Zuri, and Zoe, all the girls.
Yeah, I'm definitely about to make an appointment for Aria.
Mm. Oh, you need to get on it, sis. She's filling up. All her little dates was filled up.
And hey, that was about to be my pour it up too. That was my pour it up that I got my hair braided.
I'm
not around here.
The whole damn point.
I didn't even peep because you have the bow. It must have been okay. Right.
She's trying to salvage it.
We got to see the edges. The edges tells it all.
Listen,
sis.
Baby,
there you go. Yeah,
parts, y'all. There are parts in there.
They're moving parts to this. I have not seen my scalp. In months, okay? No.
Listen.
I don't even know what that jump look, I think.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, you went from crazy legs. What is it? Crazy eyes? Crazy.
You call me fucking crazy legs one more time.
Bitch. I'm mixing up movies,
and
bitch.
And Victor, you shut up. He
you went from
Kodak
crazy
Black.
Eyes to what the fuck? Kodak Black.
So these are the... Okay, because look, this... Okay, my hair is thick. So what we're going to do is... These are the same Bantu parts, but I just left it, braided it. So what happens is when I beg for her to wash my scalp, all she got to do is get in a little section and braid. We're going to section it at a time, and then we're going to get in there, and it's not going to be so hard.
Did you text her?
I did. She did not answer me. I was like, can you wash my hair, sis? And I gave emojis, and it was like...
And emojis, and she ain't respond?
I was like, she ain't washing my
scalp. It's a no for me. It's a no for me,
yeah. I don't think she is going to wash my scalp. Like, that's the money part, right?
That's the best part. She goes in.
She gets in there.
She gets in there. I thoroughly enjoy that experience. It's a whole experience.
Yeah. I fall asleep. I don't even know what to do. I swear I would like tip her like $30 just to watch.
I know. Well, maybe say it. Maybe say that part.
Sis. We could go up from what you charge. Please, wash my scalp. That thing ball gonna be dirty. I need to wash it twice. I'm like,
Okay, let's pour it up. Let's do it.
poured out.
Go ahead, Erica. Don't us on you then. Go ahead, double dutch your ass up in.
I mean, we already talked about it. I mean, I got that was separated. I'm pouring it up because I ventured out of the house for the first time since like March. I've been places, but
I ain't been places.
I haven't been in establishments. Like I've been in my car driving around so I can get some sunshine, get some vitamin D. I've driven around places.
The neighborhood.
Yeah, walked around the neighborhood. Like I've been in front of Mel's mom's house.
With a crab basket.
Yeah. I've been in front of my parents' house, like, but I haven't been
basket.
Establishments. So this was my first time venturing out, and it was because I was desperate. And a few episodes ago, I mentioned that I would risk it all for a wax. My wax lady texted me this week, told me she is accepting appointments. So sit.
Come on, give us some guns for that, make the horns. I was about to say something,
but I believe in the power of the tongue. I believe the power of the tongue, so I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
I was judging y'all about the hair going climbing down the legs. Ladies, I definitely had a look and it's going down.
You can literally fridge braid it, bro. What you see right here is what you
never
see.
Seen that. I am a hairy person, sort of. But wow. I think because I don't coil up, like I told y'all, I don't have like tight coils down there. So
I'm
so
a 4C
like,
down
it was
there.
Climbing out a bit.
What is it? A 4C? I am a four fucking C down there, okay?
Yo.
Tracy Ellis couldn't do nothing for this shit if she wanted to.
Wow.
the same old brush, nothing.
Damn. Like,
it's a wrap.
Is definitely climbing out. And so I'm gonna take that. I'm sort of nervous though. Do you ever start sweating like when you're getting a wax? Like
I think I'm sweating, but you're not clammy. Really sweating.
My esthetician calls it schwitzing. She said, "Oh, you're schwitzing. Let me get you a fan."
Is she Jewish?
I think she's Jewish. She was like,
"Wait, what?" Because I was like, "What?"
She just brings me a little fan, and you know, here you go. He gets the wax.
Yo, I'm
sweating
right
there.
Like shit.
Just hold it right there.
It ain't shit they ain't seen before. Like a little sweat is probably
but
better
baby,
than
all the things they about to see now. They were like, "Whoa, cancel my 3:30."
Yeah, right. Shit gonna be overlapping. Appointments, yo. It's supposed to go down,
I mean,
yo.
This is a little more than I expected. Right. I canceled at 3:30. We'll be out of time.
Climbing in. They gotta climb in.
Yeah, put
yo.
Her knee on the table. I gotta get in.
gotta go to work.
You gotta go to work on my
You gotta go to work on Myra. Her lady is this time, okay? Damn it.
See, that's the thing. I'm not, when I go back, I'm not getting it full. We want a baby step. We want to inch
nah,
into
take
it.
Take it all. Take it all. Just,
oh,
I don't know, Casey. No. I know. Just go for
just
it.
Just go for it. Go for it. If you're going
to see the hair on top of my head,
if you're going to experience the pain a little bit, just go full. Like, what? You're pussyfooting.
Literally.
Literally. Look, I got to stop. And then one lip be done. Oh, shit. Shit, look, my dad
to try Heidi because she going to give you 3 good strips and you done. And
where's Heidi?
She's in Waldorf, right across. Galleria, Salon, and Spa, right across.
I go to London. Oh. I go to London at European Wax. She talks to me.
Oh, European.
She'll talk to me. She stops. I breathe. I'm like, well, okay. Whoever playing the music, they did a good job on the selection. She'll be like, okay, Casey, you said that last time. I'm like, okay.
It's trying to start some kind of combo, yeah, while you look at my labia. But what? I'm going to pour it out.
It's labor.
Y'all
majora.
Stupid.
Sorry.
Menora and majora. I'm pouring it out, y'all. What? I'm pouring it out.
Wow. Oh.
So I went on like a longer than normal drive and got anxious. I think because I've been so used to, like you said, just being like the most drive I have been out, but the most driving I've done is to, or places I've been to is like the fucking grocery store. And Target. So I was just like, yo, like, is this something I don't have to get used to all over again? Going back out to, no, I got on the highway. I went to my dad's house. I stopped at what's that? It's a big shopping center off of 495 with the Dave and Buster's and all that.
And
I stopped over there.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped over there and then because I got a little anxious, I was like, oh God, let me stop off here, blah, blah, blah. Just get a little something to eat, some water. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm dieting and shit. I'm like, okay, it's my blood pressure. My blood sugar levels and shit. So I was like, let me just get something to eat.
Stop it. It would make me more nervous.
It was just so much going on. I felt like it was so many people on the road, you know, just being back out. And I was like, yo, am I going to have to get used to being back out in the world? Like, I feel like we've secluded ourselves. We've been in the home. We've been in the comfort of our home. It's chill, sort of control in this bubble, if you will. And now we have to, not have to, because, I mean, things are slowly opening up, and I don't know if they'll fully open in the way that it used to be. But I'm like, yo, is this something that I'm going to have to adjust to all over again?
I forgot how to drive. I literally got in the car. I was like, damn, my bad. That wasn't there before.
Yes,
really, it's like I forgot how to fucking drive. I was like, shit, this is just bad. So
yeah,
I get it.
We gotta, yeah. So I'm pouring it out to that. I don't know. I just felt a little way. And oh, y'all hear the airplane?
Yeah. No, I heard
these motherfucking airplanes. Let's pour it out to these airplanes. Y'all know I live near the Air Force Base. What was that, Tuesday night?
Oh, I saw your Instagram story.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram story. And then the very next morning, AP News was reporting that they flew in troops into D.C. So I was like, oh, that's what Alex heard. She heard the troops.
So Julian said, okay, it was that Tuesday. It was like all, I swear. And I was like, why the fuck y'all couldn't do this during the day? All night, they were bringing in the troops. I swear, every other hour, they were landing the plane.
Moving silence at night. What do you mean? They ain't coming out in the day for you, niggas?
I'm like, yo. So, you know, it's anxiety on 1,000, to say the less.
Yeah. And that sucks too, because you were really like mastering your traffic anxiety. Like you were listening to your music and like getting really happy in traffic. And now it's almost like you took two steps back because of, and not even by anything that you did, it's because of the damn pandemic. And
it's the pandemic. And so I'll just have to pivot again. It's a lot of pivoting going on, but I'll have to pivot again. Pouring it out to that shit. I'm not feeling it.
This too shall pass.
I'm going to pour it up because tomorrow I'm letting Rashad, Kyle's friend, come in this house. And he's going to put together my cabinets that I bought and my TV stand. And I'm going to have my whole office space put together. I've been in this house for years without my home office put together. I didn't hung my stuff up and I'm excited. So I'm going to have
It's gonna go right behind you.
Yeah, I had to hang the pictures first. Them just have light, you know. It's a work in progress. But anyway.
And where's the shelving gonna go?
I'm getting two more cabinets that look like the ones on the side and go in the middle. And then I got my TV, I got my rug, I got some artwork.
Projects. It's always a project though. It's everlasting. Mm-hmm. It's literally just like, you know, from one thing to another, you just build upon that shit. Like, we can't just listen.
I'm definitely gonna tackle the kitchen because I definitely opened the kitchen to get the seasoning out and the fucking door fell off. I was like,
kitchen door, cabinet door.
Oh, okay.
But wasn't your kitchen renovated when you moved in?
The things they tell you.
It's fairly new.
It should have been, right? Same thing about the damn AC, right? This house is I haven't been in this house for 3 years, bro.
Yeah, they played around. They made it look good. Did y'all get an inspection before you?
And we passed with flying fucking colors. I swear he paid his ass under the table. I said, ain't no fucking way, bro. Ain't no way. Cabinets then fell off. AC croaked. I said, look at this shit.
Yeah, they played around. Did they refer you to the inspection?
No, actually the realtor.
I was about to say something ain't sounded right.
The realtor was like, he just passed this house for me, so I can go ahead and get this commission.
No, that's some real shit.
That's what happened.
We here. Luckily, this is just a starter home. This ain't the forever. So I'm gonna let it rock out for a little bit. But I mean, the cabinet is like literally. I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
Well, kudos to home projects getting done finally. Woo-hoo. I know how that feels.
Sound like a Lowe's commercial. Lowe's sponsor us. Getting done. Ain't that literally their tagline? Their slogan?
Has Lowe's stepped up?
Yes,
right.
We don't see their statement. Yeah, no, they're good. We don't do Home Depot because Home Depot gave money to Trump's campaign. So we did, but I always did Lowe's anyway. Something about Lowe's compared
to Lowe's. I know.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the orange reminds me of jumpsuits. It's not really appealing to me.
Do y'all know that Michael's, Hobby Lobby, and Joann's, none of them have put out a statement?
Well, like, I just got my Michael's. Fire. I just got my Michael's package today.
Fire under their asses.
They have not put out anything. That's all the craft stores I have.
That's all we have. God damn it, it just puts you in a tight spot.
I'm still going to eat a Cobb salad. Wendy's, you fucked up because no one eats your shit anyway. But
I'm about to go buy some Ben & Jerry's because they stood all the way up.
They always
say it with their motherfucking chest, too. They say it with their chest.
Like, they said, who going to check me, boo, at the end? I said, damn. They said, we got who going to check me, blueberry ice cream? I said, damn.
I'm going to need some of that. No, yeah. No, it's, you know, strange times, but we're making it work. And I think that actually goes into our guest for today. Woo-hoo. Our guest for today, we are going to discuss her experience being pregnant during a pandemic. Erica, take it over from there. What you got?
In your journalism voice.
Don't make me laugh.
She's going to make you sound immaculate. Go ahead, girl.
Damn. Victoria Reese is a Howard University graduate and the owner of Victor Group. Victoria is a brand architect and makes people and brands fascinating through branding, communication, and digital marketing. Her portfolio includes industry giants like Nike, Toyota, and Unilever. Victoria has been featured in Black Enterprise magazine and has garnered national recognition for her multiple sclerosis campaign, We Are Illmatic. When Victoria is not spending time with loved ones, she serves as an ambassador and activist for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And now she is on a new journey of motherhood where she will be welcoming her baby girl this month. Let's welcome Victoria Reese. Hey. Hi.
I forgot he had the sound effect.
Thank you for that, Erica. So lovely done. I mean, you always do so well. And then you put a little spice to it today. I saw how you did that.
Did I?
A little intonation in your voice.
Oh, I did.
Intonation. Come on, speech therapist. So
I gotta look that up.
So, of course, guys, when we have our guests, we do our straight shot segment, which is our this or that take. And we're going to throw some things at you, Victoria. You have to answer quickly. Don't think too hard about it. We'll probably discuss it within the episode, but here we go. Detroit or Cali?
Detroit.
Ah, Detroit all day. Detroit. Hate sex or makeup sex?
Makeup sex.
Passionate. Shut up. Meditation or therapy?
Meditation.
Boy or girl? Or did you want a boy or girl?
I wanted a boy.
Pregnancy cute or lazy sweats?
Pregnancy cute.
Oh. Pregnant and horny or not in the mood?
Pregnant and horny.
Oh. Night in or night out?
Night in.
Yeah. You got no choice.
You ain't got no choice. Salty craving or sweet craving?
Salty craving.
Oh, dang. You probably thought you was having a boy.
I would say you knew you was having a boy. Damn.
Salty and sour is definitely boy.
That definitely is boy.
Foot rubs or belly rubs?
Foot rubs.
Yay. That's all we have. There you go.
Thank you.
So what did you major in at Howard?
I was a legal communication major. So I wanted to be a lawyer my whole life, like since I was like 4. And Howard didn't have a pre-law major. So like you either were poli sci or legal comm or like something. I can't remember the other options, but I chose legal comm and it was actually kind of cool because you were doing like business law classes, but then you were also doing speech, like communication classes. So I was on the debate team and stuff like that. So unique major.
You were on a debate team?
Mm-hmm. Mock trial debate. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be in the courtroom girl.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you gotta be prepared. So how do you look at everything that's going on now? And again, like we talked about statements, does that sort of overlap in the legal comm world of PR and having to make a statement and what that would do for your business or corporation?
I think so, for sure.
Yeah.
Because my minor was PR. So it actually, so the funny thing is, the reason why I did not pursue law school is because I learned in college that I was an empath, and I'm too, I can't take home.
That's Erica. That's
Erica, yeah. Like, I'm good, I'm analytical, critical thinker, like all that stuff. I can do it in practice, but I get emotional about it and I take it home with me. So I decided like that wasn't for me. But the PR side of it, the communication side of it, I love that. So I've been like ripping apart these statements, these public statements that people have been making about what's going on right now. And so it's just been interesting. Like, you guys mentioned Ben and Jerry's, they killed it. I loved it. But I think since this is just so unique, these times are unique, like, there's never been a time where we've had so many corporations speak out publicly and so blatantly saying Black lives, not people of color, but Black lives, and like naming these victims by name and stuff like that. So what I'm interested in most is the follow through. Like, what does this look like?
Yeah.
I'm also trying not to be pessimistic and an asshole feeling like it's trendy now, because it's been a few days and now it feels like a trend. Yeah. And now I'm like, can I be an asshole? Because if we wanted this, but it's like, now we got it. Now it ain't enough. So, like, I don't know.
I know, right?
It's never enough. Never enough.
You weren't saying all that. Yeah, the Black man had to get killed for you to say you support us.
And I don't want to be like that. But it's hard. Yeah. So I am in a, you know, I'm just in a space right now where I'm just kind of waiting it out.
So while we're talking about social media, go ahead. Go ahead. Just 9 months pregnant. I was gonna wait, but I mean, we're here.
So, Casey, what did you see and tell the people?
So I was, you know, just tapping through my stories, and all of a sudden I saw, "Girl, fuck you." Like, whoa, hold up. Who did what? And it said it was an excerpt from a girl, from somebody who said, "Why I unfollowed a Black pregnant woman."
This was a repost on Victoria's stories.
So what exactly happened?
So, long story short, it really was very simple, and I don't know how it got there, but I know I'm a finisher, so I finished it. But basically, it started, this girl is a friend of mine, what I consider a friend, and not like a real, real friend, but like friend enough who bought me a baby gift, who was going to have me on her podcast. We worked out together. I helped her start her workout journey. Her husband, we were together. We had mutual friends. Like, that's what when I say friend, you know, not like we hung out, but like she bought me a baby gift, so we cool. So weird thing is so she wrote on Facebook about Michael Jordan not saying anything. Like, she was like, you know how everybody is on celebrities' asses right now? What they say about this going on, you don't hear about, you know, you didn't hear from them. So she basically brought up Michael Jordan, and I was like, how he doesn't do anything for the Black community, but he charges all that, you know, people have risked their lives and spent all their last dime on his shoes, type of thing. So I was like, you know, point of clarification here, you know, he did release a statement. I posted a screenshot of the statement. And then I also told her that over the years, he's been a silent contributor. And then I brought up the documentary, how he said he wasn't into politics, or he's not an activist, but he has been. That was what he was speaking of at the time. And even still, like, you know, did like look up like this, he did say something. So it's very simple. Then she was like, still not a supporter. And I left it alone. So an hour later, she comes back to the post. I didn't say anything. Hour later, she was like, I just had to have a conversation with my 5-year-old son about police brutality and how, you know, he might, like, people die from the police getting killed, like police killing them, and he could get killed by the police. And I had to talk to my son about it. And she was like, so don't fuck with me. And I was like, don't fuck with me. And I said, don't fuck with you. And she was like, don't fuck with me today, not today. And I was like, okay, bye. Like, that's it. The next day, I wake up to a post where she went and made a graphic. She went to Canva for me, dog, and made me a fucking graphic and made this long post. about how she was, basically she flipped it, almost as if the post was about her being a mom to a Black boy and how her emotions are high right now and kind of like don't like show mom's grace right now because it's hard times. But that's not what it was about. It was about Michael Jordan. So the thing, my problem was, one, she's supposed to be a mommy advocate. That is literally what her Instagram page says, and she has a podcast about it. Supposed to be a mommy advocate. So why are you blasting the mommy? Two, why are you trying to use me as content? I get you. You need to pay me. Yeah. Like, throw me some money.
That's, yeah.
Content. Don't do it.
That's really literally what she was doing. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have nothing to post. So he was like, what happened to me yesterday? Like, he turned his content. And then also, you trying to blast somebody, I don't think she thought it through that when you blast somebody, they will blast your ass back. Like, I'm not going to sit down and take that. Like, it wasn't even like that. And then if we friends, why would you do that to me the next day? You didn't even talk to me about it. We weren't even arguing. Like, it just, that's literally it. Like, that was it. So it was just a weird thing. Like, she clearly going through something.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one. I don't
let that. Don't direct.
Yeah, you're going through stuff too. So, yeah.
Right. I'm going through stuff too. She also, in her post, tried to discredit me as a mom already. She was like, I forgot that she's in the honeymoon phase being a mom. So she doesn't know what it's like. But it was like, ma'am, I don't have a kid yet. But you don't know how many
Black men. No, you are a mom.
I am a mom. But at the same time, you don't know how many Black men, you know, have been killed from gun violence in my life. I'm from Detroit. You don't know what I've been through. You don't also don't know how many kids I've raised that may not have been mine. I got mad nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
So what, like, why are you doing all of this? It just was so unnecessary. Like, she has displaced emotions. And so I went off because I'm still from Detroit. Don't fuck with me. Like, don't fuck with me. I went off.
Y'all have not talked about it at all, like offline or text or?
No. And I mean, I can't re-fuck with people that do that.
Nah, like, yeah. It ain't no coming back.
The whole post. If she said in the DMs, that might be something different, but she
it's no coming back. It's no coming back.
People were sending me screenshots like, is this about you? Because it's not that many people. Like, we have the same like mutual friends. So she had said she unfollowed me, but I still follow her. So she knew I saw it. So people had like sent it to me. So she was just trying to do too much. I'm not, you going to do that again. You clearly unfaithful. So.
Yeah.
Like Swiss said, DTM.
It wasn't even a big deal, but I'm a finisher. So, girl, fuck you. Like,
girl, fuck you. Next question.
No, Casey had sent that to us. She was like, yeah, we might need to address this. Not as if it was some tea, but what the fuck is really good?
Like, she's some BXB material.
You know us. You know what's going on.
I was like, our people. Our people.
Like, I mean, this is high times. I think it literally flows into your experience in which we have so many questions about just being pregnant in a pandemic. And I don't know, is there anything that first, let's just go back a little bit. Is there anything that we did miss in your bio that we should probably point out?
No, I mean, there's plenty. So I'm just kidding.
Well,
no, everything in there is fine. I do a lot of stuff, and sometimes it's hard for even me to explain because I kind of just go with the flow. And sometimes, like, I'll start this business and it's what I'm feeling, and then I start something else or I start this campaign. I'm like a creative, so I kind of go with the flow. I try not to put myself in a box, but I like to help people, I like creative stuff, I like to come up with cool shit. So, whatever that is in the bio. You know, have at it.
Right, I feel you. I often have to cater my bios to what the hell the event is or what's going on. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm a serial entrepreneur, if you will. I mean, outside of my full time. But okay, so just tell us about your pregnancy experience, of course. What you thought it would be, what it is, you know, again, provided all things COVID and pandemic. You know, and sort of just we'll delve into things from there.
Yeah. What I thought it would be. I mean, I knew not to have like high expectations because I just know, I mean, I was told how pregnancy is different for everybody. So like you can have a friend that is super tiny, super cute, super active, working out, all that stuff. And you have the person that's going through all these different medical things and bed rest. Like I just knew that it looked different for different people. So I didn't have high expectations, but the person I am, I try to curate my own thing. I've always marched to my own beat. So I just knew that I would do what I could do to curate my experience. But pregnancy was really smooth at the beginning. Like first trimester, I ain't had no morning sickness. I ain't had I ain't really deal with none of that. I was just super sleepy. So I was working out still. I picked up working out like 2 years ago. So I was like an avid worker outer or whatever. So I was working out still. And then maybe 2 weeks before my third trimester is when the whole quarantine started. And I just really didn't. I just feel like Americans be getting over stuff real quick. So I thought that this was going to last like 3 weeks.
Girl, everybody did.
I was like, people can't stay in the house. Like, they're not about to let that happen. So I really didn't know what to expect. But literally, third trimester is when pregnancy starts to get a little bit tough. But also, I got limited, so I couldn't do the same thing. So, like, for instance, third trimester, I started dealing with carpal tunnel. And then that affected me working out. And then I also couldn't work out the way I like to work out because I couldn't do classes, which I love. So, like, I started to get bigger. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I wasn't big at all. I thought I was going to stay this way. And it affected stuff like that. And then everybody gained quarantine weight. So I'm already hungry. So you got me in the house with the refrigerator right there. The refrigerator getting mad at me.
Like, what you want now, bitch? What you want now?
Like, oh my God. So it was like those type of things. I just interrupted what I was trying to do. I was really trying to, like, you know, eat salads and like just be active and stuff like that. So quarantine, like doing stuff like that. But overall, I kind of, like I said before, I'm an empath, but I'm also like a little bit of a worrywart. Like my upbringing and stuff like that. Like I am a unicorn in my family and have overcome a lot of different obstacles. So I tend to worry and control helps me combat the worrying because I'm like, if I do this, 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 and this, I'm good. Like I'm doing everything in my power to change the narrative or have some control. So quarantine made me feel very anxious and worried because nobody knew. Like at the beginning, you know, the
like, it was uncertain. Everything uncertainty. Yeah. Like
right. So I was very like it made me very anxious. It made me very worried. And it also made me feel a little defeated because like most people, you wanna do your maternity shoot. You wanna baby moon if you can or if you wanted to have a baby shower. So I had two baby showers planned and all that stuff just was canceled. Like, and it, you know, I ended up doing like a random 15-minute outdoor maternity shoot. But it was not
it looked so cute though. You look
thank
cute.
You. But it wasn't it was not the outfit that I wanted. Like, you know what I mean?
We got a vision.
It just was like, oh my God, I've literally been you like everybody got Pinterest. I had like a Pinterest board years ago, like what I was
That's real though. That's real. That's real.
I waited for this moment. This was my moment.
Okay. And I'd be curating some shit. So I'd be having Pinterest board for everything. I'd be prepared. I was so ready. So all that stuff just got ruined. And I feel like that was kind of a trend in my life already. So I was really looking forward to being able to do those things. So it was disappointing. And then now we got what's going on now. It's just even more, you know, like everything else is closed. So it's just been disappointing in that way. And then my doctor, my experience going to the doctor, masked up, like canceled appointments, not being able to have as many like ultrasounds and stuff like that. Like, it was just all scary. And like figuring out at one point at the beginning, they said that no partners could come in. And no one would come in. And then so I would be alone. And then I have a medical condition. So for me, I need an advocate. Like I totally understand, you know, what's going on, what happens to Black women as far as maternal, you know, death and stuff like that. But I just need an advocate for me. If I can't advocate for myself, that was very scary. Then it came, now it's just one person. So that ruined my mom being in there, my sister being in there. Then they were like, we're going to test y'all when you come. So, like, you know, it goes up your nose. I'm not trying to be... Yeah.
It's like it goes all the way up to your brains. It's like a lot.
Exactly. You think I'm trying to be having contractions and then come to you and you putting something on my nose to my brain? Like, I don't want to deal with that. Ugh. So now they're just doing temperature checks, no tests.
Okay.
But I do have to wear a mask through the whole delivery, which is crazy.
Cause how
I can't,
do they expect
I can't
you
to breathe?
I can't breathe in and out. I can't breathe in and out. So that just gives me anxiety thinking about having on a mask when I'm in pain. Because, you know, like, you don't want nothing on you.
You rip it all off. Don't touch me. Take this down, too. Shit.
Y'all, I was ripping off the monitor off my fucking belly for them to monitor the baby. I just want everything off. Naked, yeah, chest.
Like, naked. I was like, you just want to be butt-naked. Like, leave me alone. Ma'am, put it back on, ma'am. Ma'am. You put the shit on.
Yo.
And I haven't even experienced it, and I have anxiety, you know, about just having to breathe through that. Because when I'm in the car, when I have to go to appointments, I'm like, this is annoying and frustrating. So it's just been a disappointment. But at the same time, I'm very blessed and thankful that I'm healthy and I'm, you know, have a partner that's been doing a lot of stuff. And I don't have to go to the grocery store, you know, like stuff like that. It's just been interesting.
On that, Alex. On the breathing thing, you know how they give you oxygen, you know, to help you breathe a little smoother.
Yeah.
How does that work with the mask? Like, if they talk to you about that, like, if you need oxygen, like, what? You gonna put the mask over the other mask?
I mean, I guess you just swap it out. But no, they haven't talked to me about it. And that's the thing. Like, even my birthing class, it was on Zoom. And they sent me a link of a virtual tour of the hospital. So I haven't even seen like where I'm giving birth. I haven't been there, anything like that.
Oh my gosh.
It's like stuff like that. It's like small things. Like, you asking that question is mad valid. But like, they, since they're doing it on Zoom, they're not thinking of those types of.
Yeah.
You don't even know where to park at the entry. Logistical stuff behind it.
Do you come in the same entrance as everybody else? Do you go into a special entrance? Like, what? Like,
so it's these small, intricate details that I would know if I was able to go there physically. But because they're trying to do it virtually, like, it's small details that they miss that I feel unprepared. Like, what is about to go on? Where am I going? Never been here before. You know, it's just weird.
What about, so your shower? So, okay, you can't do the traditional shower, if you will, right now. But are you all going to pivot a bit and maybe do the virtual thing, drop-off shower I've seen? I don't know.
My friend, my line sisters did a surprise one, and my coworkers did a surprise one.
Okay.
I was not feeling it. I was like, if I can't have that, I don't want it.
Yeah, that's real shit, though.
No, that's real. That is so real.
I was feeling that they did it for me, but I'm saying I wasn't feeling
it on
my own. I was like, I'm good. Like, I don't want one.
Yeah, it's like, I can't have what I want. I'm good. I just don't need it. It's fine. But thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Let me be in my hormonal feelings.
Right. I was trying to have, like, a party, like a celebration. I wasn't trying to sit in a chair with a freaking bow hat
old school.
In front of people. I hate that. I really can't stand it, because every time I go to baby showers, I'm bored out of my mind when they open gifts. I'm like, you know what, we got you, girl. Like, you know, I'm happy for you, but I just hate that part. I was really trying to have a party. So, you know, I really, the virtual part, it just didn't, you know, really, I wasn't attracted to it, but I'm thankful that the people, you know, really wanted to, my friends wanted to give me something, you know, so I didn't do anything. So it was cool.
Yeah. They wanted to celebrate you, and you know, you got to let people pour into you, your partner and the baby, this new life that you're about to embark on.
Yeah.
Let people pour into you. Look, even if it's just with a little gifty gift and a little coin, because, you know, when the baby gets here, you're going to really cling on to that item and or your close family and friends. So now, you mentioned you were from Detroit and now live in California.
Yeah.
Are you in LA or like outskirts or something?
LA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so, okay. And partner, is he from Detroit
He's from Brooklyn. He is a Bayesian from Brooklyn. Yeah, but we went to Howard together.
Okay. So y'all met there? Y'all met like?
We met there. We did not start dating there. I was not checking for him.
Was he friend zone? Was he in the friend zone, or was it just like,
you know, definitely friend? Like, it wasn't like that. Like, oh, he was trying to get at me. He my friend. Like, all right, I'm not feeling. It was just, I didn't have any boyfriends at Howard my whole 4 years. I was talking to people and stuff like that, but I was not trying to be attached to anybody.
Yes.
But
no,
you were
smartest
busy.
College decision I've ever heard. That's the smartest shit I've ever heard.
But no, it was just, I don't know. He was just silly, goofy. He's still silly, goofy. And mad Brooklyn, like,
oh God! That's my brother-in-law. Okay, till I die.
Like, ooh, I lick. Like, if my leg was out, he's like, ooh, I lick it. I lick them legs. Like, and laughing like, what?
Boy, you so silly.
But really, did you want to lick him? Did you want? Did you want to?
Did you?
No. Oh, because I was just checking.
I meant like the white people that wash my legs.
After college, which was what, 5 years ago, we had mutual friends. So he would come out to LA, and I would see him and stuff. But we, a mutual friend, got married in Chicago, and we went to the wedding. And I think he hit me up, asked me was I there. But then at the wedding, they had assigned seats. And I was at one table with my line sisters and a few other friends. He was at another table. He made the servers switch his setting and make room for him.
You better know what you want.
It was this big commotion. People looking like, what is happening? Because they bringing plates and stuff. And he made them bring him a seat and make room for him at this table, even though there was no room. And then it's been, we hit it off ever since then.
Oh, he went in for the kill.
He did.
He went in for the kill. He was like, listen, I don't know when the next time I'm see her. And so now y'all are together and he moved to Cali.
Yeah. So we talked. He was living in DC at the time. And I was in LA. So we were long distance at first. And then he had wanted to move to LA already, but talking to me and dating me was like fire under his ass. So I don't know how long we were long distance, but he moved to LA and he pulled up.
The rest is history.
I know, right?
He pulled up and didn't pull out.
He did.
I was thinking that, but you took it there. Okay.
Let me say it for you.
We say okay, it's
so
what
we
think.
Okay, so what do you all? We say right. No, yeah, you know, no cut cards over here. So okay, village wise and help wise. So, mom, you said, and maybe sister will come down for delivery. Will they stay after a little bit? What are you thinking?
I'm not sure yet because this still exists.
And the people are protesting now too. Yes. So those numbers are really about to change.
I don't, the thing is the world's opening back up, but COVID's still here. So if they would have to fly. My sister's in Atlanta, my mom's in Detroit. So the plan was for them to come. But now it's like, okay, they can come, but like, do they come early in quarantine? Do they test and wait? You know, we find a testing center. Like, I don't know, you know, getting on that plane, do they wear a hazmat suit? Like,
no. Coming early in quarantine for 2 weeks might not be a bad day.
I mean, they got to fly today. I'm less than 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. That means they should have been here yesterday.
Should have had the ticket. Let's go.
Yeah, that's very true. Damn.
No, but then, even then, you know, that's just so long to come here, to be here. When
you're sitting on ice,
Right. Like, if they were coming to stay for 2 weeks, coming 2 weeks earlier would be a month. Like, my sister got kids and a job. You know, my mom helps my granddad. So, it's just a lot. And so those plans got ruined too. And like, that's my tribe. It's always been me, my sister, my mom.
Yeah.
So I really don't know yet. Like, they still could come. Flights are cheap, but it's like, I'm risking, whole thing. It's like, I wouldn't be able to live myself because I just wanted my mom there selfishly. That my baby, you know, I just like, don't know. And it can't be in the delivery room. Like, when we go, we can't leave. Jamal can't leave to go get food. Like, he can't. No, he has to stay.
Oh, so you got to pack that bag right.
Yeah, our hospital bags are packed for like 3 days or whatever.
They always pack it wrong, sis. Double check that shit.
Check his bag. Victoria.
That shit. We have a checklist on our feed. Go ahead.
And fucking look at that.
We had a checklist. We went over it together, but I would check it again.
Sis, all the men be going, leaving out to go home. I got to get something to wear. What did you pack?
I didn't bring my shorts. What's in the bag?
I could just go home. I'm like, pack it. But now that we found out that he cannot leave, I'm there for 3 days, he cannot leave. So, for my sister or my mom, if they come, it's kind of like, you might as well come when I go into labor, because you won't be able to come to the hospital or the waiting room or anything. They would just be at my house. So, still figured it out at this point.
You know what? But I'm going to say it, though, too. Your instincts will kick in. Like, y'all can do it. Y'all can hold it down. I mean, it's going to be ultimately you all. Even if your mom comes, let's say, for a week now, and then the baby does come, maybe within the 2-week time frame. Usually, first babies come a little later. So, who knows about that? And then, stays for like even just the week after. So that week will go like that, and then it's just going to shell shock.
Help
the fuck
me.
Out of you. Yeah.
Everybody's birthday plan changes. Everybody was there, and then I had to turn around and get a C-section, just me and Kyle. And I was like, oh God. And then it's fine. Like, it's an initial shock, but you're built for this.
And at the end of the day, it's literally just going to be you two anyway. Like, you're going to have each other to depend on, no matter who. I mean, my mother actually had passed away after my first daughter, like 6 months after I had her. And so, at the end of the day, it's literally just us two. We don't really have, we have his mom that would watch the babies when we went to work and stuff like that. But she doesn't drive and things like that. So when we think about it, we'd be like, look, it's really just us in it. Like, this is your baby. And then this is your baby.
It's just me and him out here. So I'm going to figure it out essentially, because I have a cousin out here who's like 2 years younger than me. And then just our friends, which are our good friends, like our close friends, but it ain't the same. It ain't. Yeah. And he and I talk about that a lot, because we were both raised by our like aunts, grandmas, stuff like that, like around the corner, and like getting babysat by our grandma.
Yeah.
So it's a our child will have a different experience in general, because we are across the country. So
smooth across the country.
Smooth. Too. So do those friends have kids or?
So like my line sister, her husband's really cool with my boyfriend. So we have one couple that has a baby, and she was born last year.
Madison?
No, she's not in LA.
Oh, Madison.
LA. I'm thinking, LA.
Yeah, in LA, we have them across the country and stuff like that, but in LA, we just have one. But all of our friends, we didn't even realize it. First of all, we're mad grown, but all our friends were like shocked when we got pregnant. Like, we were challenging some relationships because people were like, do we want to have kids? You know what I mean? Like, we didn't realize what he was doing, but we're kind of like the first couple of our friends that are having kids. So, nope, we ain't got no couple friends that got babies either.
And niggas is really into our 30s out here. Like, what the fuck is going on? But I mean,
mid-30s.
Mid, yeah, we're hitting mid.
Almost there. Not yet, though.
Look, we're about to be in our
embrace it, Erica. It's almost mid. I don't know. Some people may not. Change up your circle a bit. You may or may not.
We're trying to prepare ourselves for it.
Yeah,
People without kids are a doozy. We have a whole episode for that.
But I think that, we're approaching mid-30s, you have examples set forth in front of you so that you kind of see the mistakes that others have made. You got podcasts, you got blogs, you got YouTube channels that can tell you how to prepare your friendships for
podcasts that really advocate for you, though.
So you have all the material you need to make it work in theory. So as long as
So let me ask you a question. So your meditation, you said you can't exercise, and I remember that you shout out to the waist beads for the gift exchange. Just where I got it from.
Yes, favorite thing. Yeah.
Oh. So do you still meditate? How does that look? Do you still have to grab a moment?
Yeah. So that's this quarantine has messed up all my things. But so I definitely am one of those people, like, all the things that I could do to grab onto to keep and maintain peace. Because I told you I'm a worrier. So I do it all, like pray, meditate, lucky rabbit's foot, like give me a crystal, give me a everything. I do all those things. But since the quarantine, I really was like off. Like I wasn't, I really wasn't practicing those. I definitely have been meditating, and obviously, not obviously, but and praying too. But my practice has been interrupted because just being one, like I used to do when I was alone. And my, like, say my boyfriend, he's asleep or he in the shower or he at work. Now it's like, we just stand at each other. I feel like I have that private space to do it. Mm-hmm. And granted, he don't care. I've done it in front of him before and all that stuff, but it's just a little different. Mm-hmm. But overall, something about this season has, I kind of think it's been preparing me for the strength I need to be a mom. Mm-hmm. It's been allowing me to kind of find peace on my own and not depend on those things, but also like find a strength, like, you may not always have the time. You may not always think about it. Not to say not to prioritize it, but just like, you got this, you know, like you're stronger than you think. And you don't, I used to, when I say depend on these things to get through the day, I mean it. Like everything, I just need everything. And I just think this season was like.
And you losing alcohol on top of that? Damn.
All the things.
Okay. And weed. Damn. I'm gonna say damn.
All the things. I meant those things.
All right. It didn't hit us. It didn't hit. Okay. All right.
So all the things. I just, it's just like you don't need them like you needed them. You know, like you're stronger than you think. And I know I'm strong, but I think this season has really taught me that I got this, or maybe those tools have equipped me to kind of stand alone. But to answer your question, I still meditate, but it hasn't been like clockwork like I used to.
Mm-hmm. And so you may even find that it may look different, especially prior, you know, when the baby gets here, it may look like, you know, honoring self-care in a form that, you know, you never have before, or again, because you won't have the time, honestly. I mean, it will be you sacrificing something, whether it's sleep, whether it's, you know, a creative outlet, or whether you, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever that self-care looks like for you. And meditating may look like being in the shower versus the certain pose that you do, or laying out. I know some people like to lay out, you know, or meditate, or a certain pose or something like that. It may not look like that because the baby's sitting there at your titty, or the baby won't let you let it down to get, you know, if the baby sleep. But if you let it down, then she sleep, then she wake up, and it's like, God damn it, I want to do my damn meditate. So it may just have to be in a different modality. So, but that's good. I need to take like a beginner's course in just like clearing my brain and, you know, being present and zoning and all that good stuff. But
if you said you have that anxiety, it would really be good for you.
Yeah.
Do you plan on breastfeeding? Is that something you want to do?
You said breastfeeding?
Yeah, that's something you want to do.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. And it's so crazy. So my family, I mean, this is not my feelings, but my mom would be talking shit.
My mom would talk big shit.
That's their generation.
New age, bitch. You new age mother. Y'all get the bottle.
Give him a bottle. It's fine. Rest is best, lady.
My grandma used to judge, you know, like, that's just the best way, you know, and it, you know, teaches on, I'm not in nobody else's business, but in my family, I just grew up hearing that, like, this is the way, this is what's best for the baby, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you even hear jokes, like, you must have been bottle fed. I heard them all the time, like, ooh, you was on that similar, you was not breastfed. But in general, you know, like, I don't judge anybody for what they choose, but it's just always been a big deal for me and something that I really wanted to do. And I didn't realize, like, some of the comments that I would receive, like, from other people's experience. Like, there have been people that, like, said, like, oh, you ain't gonna have no time for that. You're not gonna wanna do that. That, like, you ain't got no life, like, you ain't got no time for that shit. Like, just kind of like discouraging things.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, like, you're not gonna have no life, but it's a beautiful, like, it's worth it.
It's worth it. And right about now, you'll have all the time to do it.
Yeah, so.
And it's fine. I think it's fine to tell a person the realities of, like, you're not going to have a life or something. I think that's fine. But to be like, no, you're not going to want to do that shit. Bet you. I bet you $5 when you do it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. You're not going to want to do it.
Yeah, like, you what? Know.
What are you saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, like being too discouraging yeah. about it. You could say it and then that's leave it. Like, right. And walk away.
I think, you know, and I think we're almost trying to, and I think people say this just, you know, jokingly a little bit. I mean, now reiterating it now, God damn it. Okay, chill, I got you. But then it's like also too, I think that they're just trying to tell you that this is a total fucking change. Like, this is a whole lifestyle change. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful, but it's not going to be your old life. But it's something beautiful in that. There's growth in that. And I'm even just hearing you talk, like, I can tell that you've acknowledged that. And you're like, I'm just going to go with the flow. Like, I'm going to learn this baby. I'm going to take in this motherhood experience. And that's the attitude to have, you know, more.
That's so the go-getter spirit. I had Erica come over. I was like, so Erica, about this breastfeeding thing, I can't pump. I can't do any of this shit. Come on over.
and then you ended up doing it.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, Victoria, in your bio, we talked about how you're an ambassador for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Can you just kind of tell us, like, how your pregnancy has been, you know, with having multiple sclerosis, and then any advice that you would give to women with MS who desire children?
Yeah. So that was one of the first things that I was concerned about when I found out, the day I found out I had MS. I was 25 and I wasn't thinking about no kids. I wasn't trying to have kids at the time, but because I knew I wanted it, and I know that like the only people that I knew that had MS were like Richard Pryor and my friend, my childhood friend's mom who was in a wheelchair. So all I knew was that. So my first question one of the first questions to my doctor was like, will I be able to have kids? So I was concerned about that for years. And then now that I have been so active in the community, a lot of people have been very concerned about it. And I think it's just because MS, they call it a snowflake disease because it looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's all these different symptoms because it's an autoimmune disease. So your body attacks itself. So it attacks itself in different ways. So some people deal with optic neuritis and they lose their vision. But then some people are in a wheelchair and lose, you know, their mobility. So it's like, those don't seem related at all, but it's the same disease, just a different, you know, symptoms. So I think a lot of people were nervous. I was nervous. But for me, my experience hasn't been bad. They say that when you're pregnant, your symptoms actually subside. So like a lot of people felt very like healthier when they were pregnant. And the only issue is like, you don't take your medicine. So there's no medicine for MS that you could take while pregnant. So that's a concern because you go all this time taking this medicine so you're not getting more lesions on your brain, but that's 9 months of no medicine when you need this medicine because it can be progressive. So that's a concern for everybody. For me, I haven't had any issues. I mean, sometimes I feel like my joint inflammation is because of MS, but then also pregnancy joint inflammation, like it just
carpal tunnel, like you said,
legs cramp up, leg fall asleep, you start screaming while you sleep.
Everybody get that.
So I had a little. I think I wrote this on Instagram a while ago. I had a little PTSD because I'm like, is this MS stuff? Like, well, so MS stuff. Like when I found out I had MS, one of the symptoms was tingling and numbness in my legs.
Okay,
and I get that now. And so I was getting a little PTSD, like, wait a minute,
is this,
you know, it's a flare, okay. Whatever. But, you know, turns out it happens in pregnancy too.
Baby.
It's crazy.
And let me ask you too, with, do they say that, I guess, I don't know if it's just MS or even the medication with infertility, is there like, I don't know, a higher chance of infertility? Is that like the true worry or?
No. Just
okay. Both. Okay. Because we do have a close girlfriend. She actually listens. I'm sure she'll be tuned into the podcast. We shared that you were coming on, and we've shared, of course, the Illmatic platform. And so, but she, you know, desires to become a mom. And so that's, of course, a work she did share that she would have to get off of medication and things of that nature. But mm-hmm. of course, like, this is a living test. You're a living testimony. I mean, you know, and you're sharing this on your platform, and I'm sure that this is just, you know, amazing. It's a miracle. And for you to not experience but so many things, you know, symptoms, like you said, that may just be consistent with pregnancy. Yeah, I mean, that's a blessing.
You just never know. And I just think if, you know, they say that the medicine doesn't cause infertility, mm-hmm. but the medicine is so strong. So I actually chose to stop taking my medicine like a year before trying to get pregnant, because it wasn't that it caused infertility, but I don't want that in my system.
Detox your body.
Detox my body. And I didn't want my body to like have to immediately go off medicine and be pregnant at the same time.
Jump into a pregnancy.
I felt like that was a lot. Like, okay, you just stop your medicine and then you're pregnant and you're dealing with all these hormones. Like, I just thought that was a lot. So I actually did stop my medicine before. I don't know if it meant anything, but that was just my thing. So they say that pregnancy actually kind of helped your symptoms during pregnancy, but right after, they say like the first 3 months after pregnancy, you have flare-ups. So they put mm-hmm. you under like a very heavy supervision after the baby. So that's something that you spend your whole pregnancy being nervous about, because you're like, I have to deal with postpartum stuff, a new baby, a new life, and potentially a flare-up. So, and I can't take my medicine if I'm breastfeeding. So I'm sacrificing, you know, the medicine part just to breastfeed. So it's a lot of sacrifice, but
yeah,
you know, I feel like it's worth it. I feel like I'll be okay. I just gotta hope for the best.
Yeah,
it'll be worth it. It will definitely be worth it.
You got prayer warriors around. Yep, I'll say you'll be.
Perfect. Yeah.
We got you. We got you, girl. We pray for you, too.
Thank
you so much.
I know. This was, like, so good. This was
yeah.
a good conversation. So good. I hope this sparked your day, too, you know.
I know.
You know, I gave you what you needed for your show, because pandemic, I ain't got that much to talk about. I just been.
Oh, no, you got a lot to talk about. You are pregnant in a pandemic. You are pregnant in a protest.
You're going to be on the face. You're going to be on that Facebook ad in a couple of years. That I showed you.
Oh yeah.
I hope you didn't cry. I sent her this Facebook because this lady was 100, and I felt that you did. I said,
it wasn't
no.
a bad one.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh.
It was a Facebook ad, and the lady, she's 100, but she was saying how her mom, the pandemic of 1920s, when she was born, and she was saying to all the moms, it's okay, you will get through it. My mom got through it. This is okay. And so I sent it to Victoria. I said, Victoria, look at this. And then she was like, had a cry emoji, like, no. I was like, this is a positive thing.
Wait, no, that's not what I meant. I didn't.
In my mind, I like disregarded hormones. I was like, oh shit, Casey.
Like, what did you just do? What did you just do to the pregnant lady?
She could be in a room by herself.
You can't. It's fine.
Yes. So thank you for joining us, Victoria. We had a ball with you. We Godspeed to your new experience as a first-time mom. You are more than made for this. And we look forward to connecting with you again.
Can you share your platforms for everybody, please?
Yeah. Well, my website is victorgroupla.com. And that's where all my projects are and stuff like that, just finding out more about who I am and what I do. And then my Instagram is Picture This Vic. And what else? I think that's really it. That's my main platforms right there. Everything else streams to, like, if you go to Instagram, you go to my link tree, you can go to all the YouTube stuff and things like that and find out what I have going on. And then We Are Ill is the platform you guys are talking about. And that is basically the home for Black girls with MS. We do it differently.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. There's a need for that platform and community to have a voice, you know, and to share experiences. Thank you so much again. All right, guys. And this is our second to last episode, if you will, of the season. Mm-hmm. Before we take a little breaky break. Regroup after what the fuck just happened to us. We don't even know what just happened.
Yeah, like, we just here. 2020
trying to function every Monday night so we can post on Tuesday. It's like, whoa,
Wait a minute, what just happened to us?
But we're trying to find normalcy and it ain't working. This really is just our time for the break. We're hitting episode 30 of season 2, which is our 60th episode.
We just need a break.
Come on, Victor, damn. He
got a haircut, don't know how to act. Thank you, Victor. See, you got real clothes on today. It's maybe because we got company. I'm proud of you. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you for putting on real clothes today. Looking like a slut today.
Like a slut.
With your gray sweatpants. Okay,
we don't went off, damn it. Don't cut this shit out either, Victor. He be trying to cut and, you know, we fries
out. Leave it in.
All right, guys. So until then, we'll keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Babies X Bellinis.
Bye.
Cheers.
So did y'all enjoy today's episode?
Share with a friend and make sure you're subscribed.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.